Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Cyrus.
Hey, Cyrus, how you doing? Good morning, it's Ramon.
Hey, Ramon, how's it going, man?
Good, how you doing?
Good, good. I didn't think I was going to be able to hear from you today.
I know, yeah. Lucky me.
Yeah, yeah. You have, is it pronounced Elkin, Ramon?
Yep, you got it, yep.
Okay.
I thought it was Elkine, and then I did some research. It's Elkin.
It's Elkin, okay. It'll be airing today at 1:30 p.m. Eastern, all right?
All right, perfect. I'm going to go ahead and start patching him through. You have a good weekend, all right?
All right, you too, man. Thanks again.
Thank you.
Hello, Cyrus.
Hello, Dr. Elkin. Thank you so much for the time. Really appreciate it.
Of course. Thank you for inviting me.
Hey, glad to do it. We're going to go ahead and start the taping for you, okay?
Welcome to Conversations Live. For more than a decade, we've brought you the best in books, entertainment, celebrity interviews, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us first. Here's your host, Cyrus Webb.
Welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. For a radio audience tuning in at WYAD 94.1 FM and WYADonline.com, we're glad that you all can be with us. Also, tuning in through our friends at iHeartRadio and Amazon Music, we're glad you all could be with us as well. Well, today is part of our News You Can Use segment here at WYAD, and today we're talking about your heart health. Heart health advancements have come a long way in the past 100 years. It has been the number one killer in the U.S. for more than a century. However, more than half of Americans still don't know that heart disease is the leading cause of death in the country, according to a recent Harris Poll survey. But to help you guys be able to not only to raise awareness, but also to find out about a new initiative that's started by the Heart Association, we're excited to welcome to our program today Dr. Mitchell Elkin. He's going to share with you guys not only information about the campaign, but also let you guys know where you can find out more information as well. Dr. Elkin, thank you so much for the time. I really do appreciate it.
Cyrus, thank you for having me and the Heart Association on your show today. Really appreciate it.
Well, look, this is an important topic for our audience, especially here in the South, where, of course, heart disease is such a big issue. Can you tell us a little bit about the initiative, Bold Heart Centennial Celebration, and what it's hoping to accomplish?
Of course. So the American Heart Association is actually the largest voluntary organization dedicated to fighting heart disease and stroke. And the organization was founded in 1924, and so we're celebrating our 100th anniversary this year. And we've accomplished some great stuff over the last century, for example, cutting heart disease death rates in half, and that's been accelerating recently. And we continue to fund research to educate people about heart disease and stroke and to advocate for healthy policies. But we're not done yet, because heart disease remains the number one killer in the United States, and stroke is the leading cause of disability. So we're going to double down on our mission over the course of the next 100 years and expand it to cover disorders of the brain and the rest of the body as well. And so that's really our goal over the course of this next century.
Yeah. So, Dr. Elkin, for our audience out there, I think for a lot of people, a lot of them don't realize the things they need to be aware of. Is education also a part of this call to action for us to find out, of course, not only, of course, about the causes of heart disease, but also to be more proactive when it comes to our health?
Absolutely. So, you know, I think you just mentioned that just over half of people don't even know that cardiovascular disease is the leading killer. And similarly, many people who have heart disease don't even know that they have it. Half of the people who have heart disease are not aware of it. Things like high blood pressure and other risk factors for heart disease often don't present with any symptoms until something catastrophic, like a stroke, for example, happens. And so we have to make sure people know about their risk factors, their numbers, and talk to their doctors about these, and also that they maintain a healthy lifestyle to prevent these conditions in the first place. And so that's the kind of educational programming that we're looking at doing as we get into this century.
So with that being said then, Dr. Elkin, how can our listeners reduce their risk of heart disease?
Absolutely. So at the Heart Association, we use something that we call Life's Essential Eight. It's basically four healthy behaviors and four numbers or health factors that people should be aware of. With regard to the numbers, it means know your blood pressure, know your cholesterol, know your blood sugar, and know your weight or your body mass index. Those four numbers can predict pretty well what your future risk will be. Also, eat a healthy diet, get plenty of exercise, get a good night's sleep every night, and by all means, do not smoke. Those four behaviors are super important as well. So we put all those together into that easy-to-remember Life's Essential Eight that people can learn about and read about online in detail and talk to their doctors about as well as a way to prevent heart disease and stroke.
You mentioned some of the advancements and the accomplishments that have happened over the past 100 years, Dr. Elkin. What are the next steps to fighting the battle against heart disease?
Well, and this may be particularly relevant to your audience, perhaps in the South, but we know that these risk factors are not equally distributed throughout populations. So, for example, rural populations have an increased risk of heart disease and stroke. The Black community is at twice the risk of stroke as the white community. And so we know that that's largely due to what we call the social drivers of health. These are things in our environment that affect our health. They are in our places where we work, where we live, where we pray, and where we play. And for example, access to healthy food, access to a place to get exercise, air quality and absence of pollution, access to health care and a good education. These are the things that really drive our health as much as, actually more than, what happens between a person and their doctor in the doctor's office. So we're putting a lot of our emphasis on studying that phenomenon and also trying to change it through advocacy.
Great information for our audience here. Again, everyone, Dr. Mitchell Elkin has been our guest, talking with us not only, of course, about the Heart Association and the Bold Hearts Centennial Celebration Campaign, but also how you all should be aware in your own lives and what you can do to be proactive when it comes to your health. Dr. Elkin, where can our audience go for more information?
Yeah, so heart.org is our website where people can learn more about Life's Essential Eight, as well as all the important educational and advocacy work that we're doing. So I encourage people to go to heart.org.
And we'll make sure that we link that up for our audience as well. Again, Dr. Elkin, thank you so much for the time. I really appreciate it. I'm looking forward to speaking with you again.
Thank you so much for having me and the Heart Association, and I hope everyone has a happy Heart Month.
Thank you, you as well. And we thank your audience for tuning in to another great segment of Conversations Live. Again, part of our Newsweek and News segment here at WYAD. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live. Let's go make today amazing. Take care. Hello, everyone. I'm Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again here at Conversations Live. This is part of our News You Can Use segment here at WYAD. We definitely welcome our audience tuning in at WYAD 94.1 FM and WYADonline.com. Also welcome those tuning in through our friends at iHeartRadio and Amazon Music. We're glad you all could be with us as well. This is part of our News You Can Use segment here at WYAD, and today we're talking about your heart health. Heart health advancements have come a long way in the past 100 years, yet it has been the number one killer in the U.S. for more than a century. More than half of Americans still don't know that heart disease is the leading cause of death in the country, according to a recent Harris poll, but the American Heart Association is doing its part to raise awareness as well as to be able to share information, especially as they're celebrating the Bold Heart Centennial Celebration. Here to tell us more about it, we're excited to welcome Dr. Mitchell Elkin to our broadcast today. Dr. Elkin, thank you so much for the time today. Really do appreciate it.